Even from a rooster, we can learn great insights. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. And last week, we started a new series called Starting the Day Right. There's a number of Jewish rituals which are done early in the morning. Last week, we talked about Modeh Ani, that quick prayer of gratitude that we say right away when we wake up, thanking God and acknowledging that we have been given another day, and also talking about how waking up is a sign that God trusts us to make another new day work. Today I'm going to start explaining one of the morning blessings. So just to give you a bit of context, our rabbis instituted a string of blessings that we say in the morning to thank God for the things, the gifts of life, particularly those gifts that sometimes we take for granted. The first one is a very interesting one, and we'll try and do one each week and understand its significance. The first one is a blessing that we make, Baruch Ata Hashem, we bless God, our God, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, King of the Universe, Hanoten LaSech VeVina, we praise God who gives the rooster understanding, insight, Lehavchin Bein Yom Uvein Laila, to tell the difference between day and night. Obviously, on a very basic level, this is a reference to the ancient alarm clock where a rooster would crow, or a rooster does crow, as day approaches. And the rooster understands, so to speak, that day is coming and crows, and this is what people used to use in ancient times to wake up in the morning. The obvious question is, why are we highlighting the wisdom, albeit a rooster, but why are we highlighting the wisdom to tell the difference between day and night? Everyone knows the difference between day and night. Day is light, night is dark. In daytime we could see, in the nighttime it's hard to see. The difference between day and night is very obvious and should be very obvious to everyone, even a rooster. So one of the insights behind this is that if you know when a rooster crows, it does not crow when it gets light. It crows before it gets light, before dawn even. That's the way the rooster crows, before dawn. So the greatness and the insight of the rooster, which is something we need to learn from, is the rooster has insight to tell the difference between night and day in the sense that even when it's the thick of night, the rooster knows it's towards the end of the night and day is breaking. There's a bright future, even when it seems very, very dark. That's the rooster's lesson. And we don't just say it to thank God for giving the rooster that wisdom. Really, the real thanks, the real gratitude to God is that, yes, he gave us that tool, but also he gave us that lesson from the rooster. That even when things are very dark and even when things look bleak and terrible, we know that daylight is on the way. The bright times are coming. We see the hope even when it seems helpless. There's another explanation in this as well, which is important lesson to take from this blessing. And this comes from the second Chabad Rebbe known as the Mittler Rebbe in his book, Torat Chaim. And he says, everyone knows that he says light and day, day and night could also be a reference to good and evil. Which again begs the question, everyone knows the difference between good and evil. To murder someone is evil, to be kind to someone is good. Those are obvious differences between good and evil. So again, if we say it that way, what's the great insight, lehavchin, to discern between day and night? And his answer is that we're talking about the gray areas of life. You need a lot of wisdom to engage in an experience that you might think is good, but might not be good. It might be misplaced kindness, and might be trying to get involved in something to volunteer and finding out that it really was a terrible idea. It might be getting into a relationship. Relationships are good things, but it's a toxic relationship and we didn't notice. It might be doing something that we think is virtuous and helping people and maybe holy and spiritual, and yet it's the wrong time I'll give you an example. An example could be like if someone is in great need and we're studying a page of the Talmud, or we're studying, and someone really needs a help and no one else can help him but us. And suddenly we become very holy and we say, no, but I'm engaged in something very lofty and holy. I'm not going to help. That could be engaging in something so holy and yet it's so evil because we didn't go and help the person. Many, many things in life we need to really think. And what it boils down to really, how do we do that? We do that a number of ways. So before we talk about how we do that, this is what the blessing is teaching us. That the rooster has the insight to tell the difference between what is really night and what is really day. Meaning the message for us is telling a difference between what is really bad and really good. Really holy and really unholy. And how we do that, it's not always easy. Yes, it's when it's obvious, it's okay. But when it's not obvious, first of all, it means removing our subjectivity, talking it over with someone who's more objective. Having a mentor to guide us, who's outside of us, who can be more objective than we can be, so that we're not biased. And the second thing is to stop every so often and examine our values. What are our core values? And in Judaism, our core values are based on the moral compass of the Torah. But we don't always think about them. We sometimes just keep on going and we keep on running on the treadmill of life. And we don't stop and say, hold on a second, what is my values? This thing looks really good. Is it really in line with my core Jewish values? And that's a way we can also test if something is good or bad. So that's the blessing that we make every morning. That's how we start the day. We start the day with a prayer, with a commitment, with gratitude, but also with a hope that as we go through the day, we're going to be connected and anchored in our values and always test every experience and every decision. Even if it looks good, is it really good? Is it in line with our values? Or if something looks bad and we stay away from it, maybe we shouldn't be staying away from it. Maybe we need to do it because it's in line with our values. So I want you just to close your eyes for a moment and think of a situation where you were undecided. I'll drop an example. Maybe you can think about it. Someone asks you about a certain person because they want to hire that person or they want that person to meet your son for a possible shidduch, a possible prospect of marriage. And you know something, you know with certainty something really bad about that person. Not just a subjective opinion, but factual information. And suddenly you say to yourself, I'm not going to share that information. Lashon hara, it's gossip. Think about something like that. Take a moment, just think of a scenario where that could be the case. Or think about a time where you could help someone you didn't because you were tired and you wanted to engage in self-care, which you also think is very important, and it is. Just think about a time where you undecided what you should be doing. You're confused. What is right and what is wrong? What is good and what is bad? And for that, we need wisdom. Think carefully, what are your values? Helping someone is a value, damaging someone isn't. How biased are you in your decision? How much, think deeply into your soul, how much bias might you have steering you in the wrong direction? God gives the rooster understanding, and the word for understanding is bina, which means to break it down, to fragment all the different parts and understand them well. Talk to a friend, talk to a mentor, talk to someone who isn't you, who can guide you, who can suggest, who cannot be, he's not, he doesn't have your ego and your bias, who might be able to help you. What a powerful way of starting the day with a blessing about the wisdom of a rooster. Have a wonderful day. See you next week.